This is KCUR. Most of the World Cup attention around here Thursday will be on the U.S. game against Germany, but there will be some local attention on Korea. As part of KCUR's series that visits international communities cheering for their teams, KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has this story about the South Korean community in Kansas City.
Tucked away off 103rd and Metcalf Avenue in a strip mall in Overland Park is a concentration of South Korean commerce.
Kansas doesn't have, like, a Korean town, so, yeah, this is kind of considered like a Korean town.
David An is from Korea. He manages the Oriental Supermarket, a family-run business that opened here 15 years ago. When the store first opened, the strip mall was mostly vacant. Now, there are a lot of businesses, a good number of them Korean-owned. A salon, a gift store, liquor store, and two Korean restaurants that the An family owns.
It's a very close-knit group of people.
According to An, there are about 7,000 Koreans in Kansas City. He says this market, which has a wide range of Oriental foods, serves as a sort of meeting place for the Korean community. He shows me some of the foods Koreans come here to buy.
Kimchi, fermented cabbage, bulgogi, like Korean-style marinated beef.
They also sell Korea team t-shirts. They're red and have a tiger holding a soccer ball. Across the parking lot at the restaurant Chopsticks, a small group of friends watch Korea play Algeria.
Daehanminguk. It is a big Korean. Yeah, viva Korean.
Sejun Song is here watching the game with his five-year-old daughter. He teaches computer science at UMKC and says the area attracts a lot of Asians because of all the tech companies like Cerner, Garmin, and Sprint. He says that it feels like a lot of the Korean World Cup hype has been calmer this year because people are still mourning the more than 300 victims from the ferry that sunk in April.
We haven't got to find all the lost people. They're still there in the sea. So.
Song looks up at the TV as Algeria scores its second goal. Korea lost to Algeria 4-2, which means that in order for them to advance to the next stage, they need to defeat Belgium by multiple goals and hope Russia can beat Algeria. Keith An owns the market and the restaurants in this Little Korea strip mall, but he's also the president for the entire United States Korean Sports Association. He organizes the Korean Mini Olympics every 2 years. But there are some things today that are more important than sports. Halfway through the soccer game, An puts on a sports jacket and drives to Korean Antioch Church in Kansas City, Kansas, one of the about 20 Korean churches in the city. Here, a memorial concert is being held for the victims of the ferry accident, an accident that many feel could have been avoided. As the rest of the world has their eyes on the South Korea soccer team, the Korean community in Kansas City comes together to pin yellow ribbons on a memorial board, sing songs, and show their condolences for the victims, survivors, and their families. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.